Mr. Miller, I wanted to begin at the very beginning, if possible. I want to know why first you joined the FBI and why you left the FBI.
Well, I joined the FBI because I thought it would be a rather fascinating and interesting experience. I had just graduated from law school, and I was very curious to see what the FBI was like, and I wanted to do something that was significantly different than what I had been doing in New York, which was working in a law office. I found working in a law firm a little dull at the moment, and I just wanted a change of pace, so to speak.
At the time, though, you had no idea that... did you have any idea that any of this information which you later accumulated was the case?
No. Well, I had heard quite a lot of bad things about the FBI and quite a lot of good things, and it was very difficult to really reach any conclusion on what the FBI was like or what kind of work they did, you know, unless you were on the inside.
And you had no trouble in joining the FBI?
No, none whatsoever.
Your record was clean, and you had no incidents in the past that made it difficult for you to be screened for this, is that correct?
No, there was no difficulty.
And you served for how long?
I was with the FBI for a year, from September 1960 to August 1961.
And doing what kind of work?
Mainly criminal investigations. I also did some background investigations for applicants for government jobs.
These would be security investigations?
Security clearance type investigations, yes.
And you went through the entire FBI training?
Yes, that's right.
All candidates go through the same training?
Yes, a 14-week training course in Washington, D.C. and Quantico, Virginia, where the FBI National Academy is located.
Why did you leave the FBI?
Well, I was rather shocked and horrified by a number of different experiences and observations and incidents which I encountered in the Bureau, which just completely disillusioned me. And I was just very, very unhappy being with being in this type of organization and being a part of something which I couldn't quite justify in many ways.
Would you say that the kinds of information you were privy to as a member of the FBI was extraordinary, or would the information that you base your report and on and your article in The Nation on, would you say that this information is commonplace to all first-year investigators like
yourself? Oh, yes. Well, you see, during the training program, which all FBI agents receive, we get full and complete briefings on all aspects of the FBI's work and their investigations in the security field as well as the criminal field.
How is the FBI structured? I was wondering whether you might explain that, because I think very few people understand quite how it's structured and how it operates.
Sure. The FBI has 55 field offices located throughout the country, and they're set up geographically to give the FBI a complete coverage of all areas. In addition to that, there's the FBI's headquarters, which is located in the Justice Department in Washington. And at headquarters, you have supervisors who are in charge of the different classifications in which the FBI is engaged in. For instance, you have a supervisor in charge of a desk which handles all aspects of the Communist Party. You have another supervisor who's in charge of the espionage desk. You might have another supervisor who's in charge of the bank robbery desk, the kidnapping desk, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So there are agents and supervisors. Are there also field supervisors?
Yes. Each field office is headed by a special agent in charge. And under him, there are a number of supervisors, depending on the number of squads which that field office has. In other words, there's one supervisor for every squad in a field office.
And then these are all under the general directorship of Mr. Hoover.
That's right, yes.
What is the relationship of the supervisors to Director Hoover?
Well, I'm not quite sure I understand that.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is how a working relationship is established. How do the
orders
exactly
come down, the instructions? Well, FBI policy is determined solely by its director, J. Edgar Hoover. In addition to Mr. Hoover, there are several assistant directors who are who head up divisions within the FBI, which serve as aids in furthering investigative activities. For instance, there's an assistant director in charge of training and inspection division, an assistant director in charge of files and communications, an assistant director in charge of the charge of the laboratory division. There are seven such divisions, which
but
handle administrative and technical.
Yes, but major questions of policy are decided by the director.
Yes, that's right.
The FBI is a part of the Justice Department. Is that correct?
Well, technically, yes, it is, but as a practical matter, it functions separate and apart from the Justice Department. In other words, there are some areas in which the Justice Department has very little control of the FBI.
Which are those?
I'd say mainly in the security area, and generally in the policies of the FBI, in their internal policies and the way they conduct their investigations.
Why is that?
Well, it's very difficult to tell how this developed. It developed over a number of years, I think. I know from speaking to a number of people in the Bureau that it's been the director's feeling that in order for the Bureau to carry out their security, their work in the security field, they have to remain relatively free of any supervision by people who might use this politically. And this is his explanation for it.
On numerous occasions, when the FBI has been criticized and its director have been criticized in the press or by Americans, recently Mr. Ferry of the Center for Democratic Institutions criticized the FBI director. The head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General, and the President himself have come to the defense of the director of the department. Would you say from your experience that friction does exist between the Justice Department and the FBI?
Well, I'd say there's some friction that has developed between Hoover and Robert Kennedy. I know very early in the Kennedy administration, Robert Kennedy wanted to establish a National Crime Commission to supervise the federal government's efforts to combat organized crime in the United States. And Mr. Hoover has always opposed such a setup because he feels that this is going to place the FBI in a subordinate role, and he would like to maintain the FBI's prestige and reputation as being, the number one law enforcement agency in the country. And there's some feeling in the Bureau that if a National Crime Commission was set up, it would supervise the FBI's work as well as many other investigative agencies like the Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and other state and local law enforcement agencies that would be working on organized crime cases. So there is some of this in the FBI's attitude and the relationship between the Justice Department and Mr. Hoover.
From your experience, could you make any comment on the relationship of the Justice Department to the FBI, the attitudes of the Justice Department toward the FBI?
Well, the Justice Department, there seems to be a great deal of antagonism between the Bureau and the Justice Department. The Justice Department officials seem to, those who I've talked to, seem to resent the fact that the FBI exercises so much independence. And the FBI, in turn, is sometimes concerned about the Justice Department being too bossy. And there doesn't seem to be any clear-cut division of authority. But I think there is some element of antagonism and distrust that that has all tended to reduce the working relationship of the two.
What is the mandate of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Well, they have they are charged with the investigations the investigation of violations of federal law, and then also they have responsibilities under current executive orders, giving them authority to conduct investigations into subversive organizations. That generally is their statutory responsibility and. And this is what they're generally engaged in.
There's been a good deal of interpretation dispute regarding how to interpret this mandate, hasn't there?
Well, yes, I think there has. I think it's left the FBI with quite a lot of discretion as to what authority they have and what authority they don't have.
And would this be part of their feud with the Justice Department?
I think it might very conceivably be part of that, yes.
There are a number of points that you bring up in your Nation article and in your report to Mr. Miller. I thought we might take these point by point and go right along with them. And before we do that, yes, Chris?
I'd like to ask two questions.
Yes.
What is the size of the FBI? How many agents?
Well, right now the FBI has a little over 6,000 agents.
Can these be broken down in any sensible way in terms of activity? Now, I know one of their major areas is subversive control work.
Well, according to this article here, you say that 1,500 members of the FBI, or you say 1,500 informants, I see.
Yes.
These are not members of the FBI.
No, no.
This is in The Nation. You say, today the FBI has nearly 1,500 informants in the Communist Party, a ratio of one informant for every 5.7 members. Do you know how many FBI agents are engaged?
In security-type investigations?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's approximately one-third... of the Bureau's agents are engaged in that type of work, with the other two-thirds being engaged in criminal investigations.
I see.
Are all these security investigations concerned with what has been construed as communist and communist front groups, subversive groups?
Well, no. The FBI has conducted investigations into, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan at one time. The American Bund, the fascist groups. At the present time? They've done some investigations into CORE and into NAACP.
Do you personally know of these investigations?
Yes, yes. I know that the FBI has suspected that the communists have tried to infiltrate the various civil rights groups, the integration groups, the integration movements, or the Negro action groups, and there has been some investigation into these areas.
I have one more question, too, on the same lines before we get into specific details, and that is, do you know what the allocation to the FBI is on a yearly basis, or what its yearly budget is? An approximation.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine.
It's $130,700,000.
$130,700,000. And there are 6,000 agents.
That's right.
And the salary scale you told me, or I believe it's in your report too, is GS-11 and 12, which is roughly in the neighborhood of about $8,000 a year.
Well, the average GS grade held by by the FBI agents would be in the 11 and 12 category. Mm-hmm. That's about $8,000.
Where does this money go? Equipment and maintenance and building.
Yes, there's employee salaries, as personnel benefits, travel and transportation of personnel. Transportation of belongings. These are transportation of personnel's belongings, and when you're transferred from one office to another, the FBI pays for those expenses. There's rent, communications, and utilities expenses. There's expenses for printing and reproduction, for supplies and materials, and for equipment. I think. That probably
Do informants get paid out of this budget?
Well, no, the informants are paid out of a special fund which the FBI has set up, and the appropriations for this fund are very highly confidential, the amount.
Do you know anything about this appropriation?
No, I don't have any figures on this appropriation.
Do you know what kind of pay informants get?
Well, they don't receive large sums of money. It varies depending upon the position of an informant and the type of information which he's able to furnish. and it can vary considerably. But by and large, it's not a large sum of money which informants are generally paid.
These would be both criminal informants and subversive
and security informants.
Returning now again to both the Nation article and to your report to the Assistant Attorney General, the Honorable Herbert J. Miller, Jr., I thought we'd begin first with the Nation article. You say, on page 223 of the article, that there, at the present time, the FBI, in effect,